Chapter 19. Mrs. Winterbottom, Pepper's first pest removal customer, had two sons and one daughter. The sons were flyers and had grown up and moved away to become lawyers. The daughter, on the other hand, was a flicker. She'd pursued a different path, an unusual path. One might even say a wonky path. It was a path many people worried was a waste of time. It wasn't. In fact, Pepper thought, Arabelle Pumpkin Winterbottom sounded even more amazing in person than on recordings. Her voice was like the ringing of the strongest triangle. As the lead singer of Everyday Cake, she had bright blue hair and charisma that won over everyone in the packed stadium, especially the kids in the special VIP section. They all had seats, but most of them were standing up. Elliot played the air guitar. Sebastian wore both his head cone and his blindfold. He stood quietly, waving an imaginary baton as he listened without looking. Andres wore a backpack full of bricks and beat rhythms on his seat with his hands. Willa and Marigold danced with Zinnia and Pepper. Not interpretive dance, just regular dance. Bax did a knee-bending, jiggling thing that he said was definitely not dancing. Nori sang her head off. No one could hear her over the music, and it felt good to sing without people judging. Mrs. Winterbottom had seen Upside Down Magic in the show-off. She was thrilled that they'd performed an Everyday Cake song. The very next day, she had given Pepper 10 VIP passes, one for each UDM kid, one for Mr. Fan, and one for Zinnia. The first notes of Crazy Daisy Shame started to play. Everybody screamed in excitement. Nori, Pepper, and their friends all began to sing the first verse at top volume along with the band. If you've given me up, I'll be okay without you. I am one of a kind, and I've got my crew. It's true, I'm one of a kind, and I've got my crew. Nori had heard these words hundreds of times before. But now, she truly knew what they meant.